It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. The boss of New York's Metropolitan Opera says it will face a bankruptcy situation in 2 or 3 years if it doesn't cut wages. GM Peter Gelb proposed cutting 16% of its $200 million labor costs by changing work rules. Unions have already threatened to strike action over the proposed pay cuts. Even if I was the worst manager in the world, if two-thirds of the cost structure is going to the unions, clearly that's an area that has to be cut, Gelb said. Gelb said the Met's shrinking audience was partly to blame for the shortfall in funding. We are getting a newer audience, a younger audience, but there aren't enough new audience members to replace the old audience members who are dying off, he said. After 34 years at the New York Philharmonic, concertmaster Glenn Dichterow will play his final concert on June 28th. Dichterow has had the longest tenure of any Philharmonic concertmaster, and he's done everything from traveling with the orchestra to North Korea in 2008 to taking over when a conductor gets lost. After leaving the New York Philharmonic, Dichterow plans to move to his home state of California to teach at USC's Thornton School of Music. The actors arrived at the audition early so each could sniff out the competition, which they did, quite literally, because they were dogs. For the parents of these pets, the trip to center stage at Meyerhoff Symphony Hall in Baltimore was a chance for their big break. For the dogs, it was somewhat less exciting. The dogs' humans had answered a notice from the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra seeking mild-mannered dogs for a cameo in a production of A Midsummer Night's Dream. While the symphony played Felix Mendelssohn's incidental music for A Midsummer Night's Dream on stage, seven actors portrayed the 20-plus roles last weekend. There were four finalists: Casper, a rambunctious one-year-old German Shepherd Collie mix; Barry Manilow, an upbeat Beagle Basset Hound; Griffin, a husky golden retriever mix; and Blue, a sweet, lazy 90-pound mutt. After some tough auditioning, the director decided he had his dog. Griffin, the golden retriever, got the part for his ability to stay focused. He even did a doggy bow at the end of the play. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOC, Phoenix, and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.